That is our theme with Larry Razavi, Musicians Come and Play here. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. It's program number 431 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 71, our current temperature here in Albany. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in. Say good morning to Miss Jeannie Warzeka. Jeannie, how are you this morning?
I am good. How are you, Cy?
We are doing wonderful. And where's Jeannie at this morning?
I am in St. Joe.
St. Joe. Is that where you make home?
Yes, it is.
Really? I did not know that. You're closer than I thought. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. Born and raised where?
In St. Wendell. I grew up in St. Wendell and moved around a bit after graduating high school. My first move was up to Cloquet to play with Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
And then I moved back home and stayed around the St. Cloud area and then ended up in the Elk River area for a while and then Becker and just moved back to St. Joe, so I'm back home again last summer.
Well, great. That's wonderful. Well, you were stopped in the meat market here a few days ago, and we were talking, and you were mentioning that you've got a music event coming up with Laverne. And can you tell us about it?
Yes. A couple months ago, Laverne called me, and she says, you know, I got to put together some music for the Our Lady of Lourdes Parish Festival, and I was thinking about maybe let's do a Starlight Girls reunion. What do you think about that? I'm like, well, that sounds like fun.
Uh-huh.
and so we had one practice a couple weeks ago, and we'll practice one more time this week, and then the Laverne and the Starlights will be playing from 12 to 4, and the Starlight Girls will make a guest appearance somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and we're going to play for probably about 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, wonderful. And when is this going to be?
Next Sunday, July 31st, at Our Lady of Lourdes in Little Falls.
And that's their annual parish event there?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. So you've probably played for that before already, huh?
I have in the past when I played with Laverne. I played with Laverne for probably about 5 years and was fortunate enough to record on the Laverne and the Starlight Girls recording.
Mm-hmm.
So we played that festival every year. And then when I played with Diversico, I also played at that festival then as well.
Okay, really? Good. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, and you've played concertina all your life. How'd you get started?
A bribe with my dad.
Oh, really? This sounds interesting. How did this go?
Mom and Dad loved polka music, and they belonged to what was called the Heartland Polka Swingers, polka dance group years and years ago. I had wanted to play in the school band, and Dad says, "Well, if you learn music, then you got to promise me that you'll learn concertina." And so I did that. I started taking concertina lessons when I was about 12.
Oh, really? Where'd you take lessons?
In St. Joe from Tony Dingman.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know quite a few of that took lessons from Tony, and he was a good teacher, huh?
He was a good teacher. I think I about gave him a heart attack, though, when he came out to hear me play, because he was German style, and he would move the concertina maybe, you know, a couple inches in and out, and it's like, oh, no, I just play it.
Oh, yeah. And you get with those, like Renata, boy, that was a lot of energy and excitement, huh? There was a lot of movement.
So,
how'd you get connected with Renata?
I was a fan of hers, and they needed a bass player, and somehow she got a hold of my number and asked me if I would play with them. And, yeah, that was an interesting experience. I still love her music, and it would be nice if she would play again.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're up in the northern area up by Cloquet then, huh? That's where she was from?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And you played bass guitar then with her, or did you play concertina too?
I played bass guitar with her.
Bass guitar, okay. Yeah. So you had learned that instrument as well then, huh?
Yes, I learned that in high school. I had my own band when I was in high school, and it started out as a two-piece band, just playing polkas and waltzes and foxtrot-type music, and a lot of people said, you know, we'd really like to hire you for weddings and things like that, but we want more variety. And so I was able to learn bass guitar, and I took lessons from Doris Salitris, who also played in a family polka band or variety band back in high school. There were a number of bands in, well, I went to school in Holdingford, and there were a number of classmates that actually played polka music, so I wasn't too much out of the ordinary, I guess, back then. It probably would be a little weird now, but not so much back then.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, a lot of the bands that were successful were the ones that had musicians that doubled on instruments, giving you more variety. And thinking of, like, Andy Stangler over the years could do a three-piece job. And polka, you know, there was probably nobody better on concertina than Andy. But when he'd always have a drummer and a guitar player, and so when they'd switch to rock and roll or modern or something of that sort, country, then he'd pick up the bass guitar, and, you know, it would sound like a full group. So, yeah, and there's, you know, Gilly Mouse with the Country Polka Tears. He played bass guitar. And so thinking of a few of them that, that did that, and that always made the group more versatile. So Well, great. Well, so did you play all the time now, or did you put it down for a while and then pick it up again, or how's it been for you?
Well, I put it down for a while when I was in my 30s. I was raising my son and kind of got back into it when he got a little bit older, and I guess I haven't played regularly with a band other than my church group. I play bass guitar with a guitar group at St. Marcus in Clear Lake.
Okay.
But as far as polka stuff, it's just been kind of house parties and stuff the last 5 years. And my mom is at a country manor in Sartell, and sometimes I'll just bring the concertina and just play outside for fun, and people wander by and stop and listen, and it's just fun to see somebody smile and enjoying music. That makes my day.
Absolutely.
To me, that was a gift that God gave me that I should share. So
very good. What do you play for concertina these days, Ginny?
I still have the little Stradivarius double reed C box that I learned on.
Okay.
And I have an E flat brown, and a B-flat star concertina. My goal was always to have a star concertina because that's what the Polish musicians played and whatnot. And so I saw an ad on Craigslist, and it was advertised as a C concertina, and that's what I really, really wanted, and that's what I thought I had until I showed up for a jam session, and that's not what I had.
It didn't match.
My ear wasn't that well developed at that point in time to figure out, you know, that it wasn't a C box, but it's okay. I like it. It's a nice sounding instrument.
Well, now if you were Carl Hartwig, you could play anything on any concertina, huh?
Right. Now, he is a concertina genius.
Oh, for sure.
And he's harder on his concertinas than I am. He's got his duct taped together. So.
Yep. Yep, I had him on the show one time, and I did ask him how many concertinas, and he told me, he said, Si, just one. I can get in enough trouble with one. So.
Yeah, but he can play in every single key imaginable. It just fascinates me.
Well, they tell me that he can even play the melody on the left hand. So, boy, that's just amazing. So, well, Jeannie, with the group coming together, is all of the originals going to be there, or who's all going to be part of this group?
It's not going to be all of the originals. It will be Laverne, myself, and Monique from the original Starlight Girls.
Okay.
And then there will be a couple of girls that had played with her after I had left the band.
Okay.
Jody will be playing keyboard, bass, and singing. She's got a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And Trish will be playing fiddle and violin. She's also very, very talented. So it was fun to meet them for the first time a couple weeks ago and see what we can put together. And, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Very good. Very good. So Brenda Kukluck was the original drummer on the recording, huh? Was the drummer?
Yes, and unfortunately she had another commitment for that day and is unable to join us, and she felt so bad. She really wanted to be part of that.
Oh, she'd like to have been part of it, huh?
Yeah.
And then there's Kim, is it Schaffel or Schaffel, was the original fiddle player?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure where she is right now.
Okay. But did it feel like you were back with the Starlights again when you start practicing? How did it go?
It went pretty well. I think our hardest part was figuring out, well, what can we all do together? What do we have music for? I don't play by ear. I can sort of play bass by ear, but concertina, I need my music.
You do too, huh?
Yeah, and Monique, God bless her, she hadn't played saxophone in years, and when you play a wind instrument and haven't played it for a while, it takes a bit to get that airflow going again, and she picked it up. I picked it up last night. I squeaked a little bit, but not one squeak during practice, and she is just as good as she ever was.
Really?
She amazes me.
Well, that sounds like something that folks are going to want to attend. That'll be next Sunday, you said, up in Little Falls, Our Lady of Lourdes Church Parish Festival. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to be out there, figure, in the afternoon sometime. Laverne is going to be playing from, what, 1 to 4, you said?
Yes.
And then
noon to 4.
Noon to 4. And then feature the girls during a segment there, approximately 1:30 in the afternoon?
1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere in there.
All right.
So it depends how the afternoon goes. I don't have a definite time.
Sure. Well, Jeannie, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. We've reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota. Going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Okay.
Alrighty, so Si here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market recently attended the American Association of Meat Processors Convention held in Des Moines, Iowa, came away with a Grand Champion Award for our smoked andouille brats. The andouille brats are more common and popular in the South as they are more of a seasoned and spicy brat. It was very satisfying to receive this award as the judges were conversing how a meat market up north in Minnesota produces such an award-winning brat that is traditionally won by one of the southern states. You will want to stop into the St. Joe Meat Market and try some of these award-winning brats for yourself. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat. It is the smoked wild rice and cheddar cheese brat. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, hosting and cooking at the brat sale will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The ladies will also be demoing those delicious smoked wild rice and cheddar brats, so you will have the opportunity to sample for free. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And thank you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jeannie, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, know how it works. We'll put up that package at the meat market, get that over to you, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds fantastic. You've got very good products there.
Well, thank you.
Good friendly staff, I have to say. Last fall, I shot my first deer.
Really?
I'm like, I want to make my dad's venison sausage. And I know he got his supplies at St. Joe Meat Market, so I made the trip over, and your staff was very helpful in getting me everything I needed. So
well, awesome.
I appreciate that.
So you're a sausage maker besides a musician, too, yet?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
There you go. That's my claim to fame. So, well, good for you. Good for you. Now, you've done something else in life besides music then? You haven't made your whole living on music then, huh?
Gosh, no. I'd be a starving musician.
Okay.
I'd have to come begging at the meat market.
Oh, well, applications are always being taken, so you can sure try that too. But tell us what else you've done in life then.
I've been in commercial banking for over 30 years.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and with COVID, things got kind of shook up a little bit. I had been at a bank in Elk River for 26 years, and then it's like I knew I was going to be moving back to the St. Joe area, and so I looked for something more local. And now I work for Magnify Credit Union.
Oh.
And a nice surprise on my orientation day, one of the questions was, share something unique about yourself. And I said, oh, well, I play concertina. They're like, oh, do you know Dean Durkis?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, yeah. And it turns out he works there as well.
Yes.
So that was kind of neat. It's a small world.
It is. It really is. Which branch are you at?
I work remotely, so I'm from my home St. Joe branch.
Okay, well, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear. Well, good. Well, yeah. Jeannie, over time, playing the concertina, some special memories, things that, like the music now, you play at any of the festivals or any place that, as you think back, that they're special, stand out?
Of them.
Okay.
I would have to say playing music with my son and my dad for family gatherings, very, very special to me. George's jokes when I played with Laverne and the Star Signs. George was always entertaining.
Oh, I bet.
One of the most humorous jobs I remember when I was playing with Diversico is we were playing at a horse ranch for a rugby team party. And it was so cold, it was snowing and we were freezing, and they are kind of a little bit of a rowdy bunch. They didn't like that where they set us up they couldn't see us because there was this big beautiful maple tree in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy gets out a chainsaw, and I'm not kidding, he's actually wearing the Paul Bunyan lumberjack red and black plaid shirt.
Wow.
And he starts cutting on this beautiful tree, and then the wife came running out of the house. No, 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 you have to stop. Stop him.
Oh, my goodness.
So you get to see a lot of interesting things.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I would have to agree. Over time, musicians get to see a lot of interesting things. So, yeah. Boy, that's one I haven't heard yet. So the tree got saved anyway then?
Part of it
got saved.
Most of it.
Okay, well, good. Good. So, your favorite song to play on the concertina?
Come dance with me.
Come dance with me. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds neat.
For sure.
Okay. Is there one song in particular, and this is a tough question, but one that kind of kicks your butt that you've said, gosh darn, I'd like to master that song, but I can't do it?
The clarinet polka.
Oh.
I know two-thirds of it. I keep saying, when I retire, I'm going to learn that third part of it. So whenever I would play it, I'd announce it as, this is two-thirds of the clarinet polka.
Oh, oh yes. Okay. Very good. Well, good. Well, we've about reached the end of our program here, Jeannie. I sure want to thank you for joining us. I encourage folks to come out next Sunday to Our Lady of Lourdes in Little Falls and get to see you guys one more time. It's kind of like a reunion band of the girls.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's pretty special, those reunion bands, isn't it?
Yes, it'll be fun.
How long ago was it since you guys were playing as the girls?
29 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 29 years ago, you didn't see this day coming then, huh?
No, I did not.
Yeah. That's
over half a lifetime ago.
Yeah, for sure. So really, that's a special thing. So great. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Jeannie.
Okay.
Want to, again, thank you for taking time for us today. And like I told you last time, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Cy.
All right. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Sounds good.
And there she goes, Jeannie Warzeka. And she is our 431st guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away, because we've got music coming up by Laverne and the Starlight Girls in just a moment. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program with Jeannie Warzeka, our guest. And boy, what a wonderful guest. And it'll be fun. Folks that get a chance to go up to Little Falls next Sunday, they'll be performing up there. And Laverne and the Starlights will be on stage from 12 until 4. But they're going to bring out the girls, 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that. It's a reunion band, and three out of the original five will be there. So it should be a great time. And Jeannie, of course, on concertina. So look forward to that. You bet. All right. Well, we're going to start things out with Laverne and the Starlight Girls. And here's one that's called the Gardenville Waltz. Laverne and the Starlight Girls. Laverne and the Starlight Girls and one called the Gardenville Waltz. We're now at 15 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Laverne and the Starlight Girls. And this one called the Cavalier Polka. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, and one called the Cavalier Polka. Well, here's one that Jeannie had mentioned that she really enjoys playing. This is her favorite song, one called Come Dance With Me. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, and one called Come Dance With Me. Takes us to 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Freeport. And Jeannie usually texts me information about what she wants me to tell you about. And she did again yesterday. And she asked me to talk about the Branson and Nashville holiday tours. I need to remind you that you need to call soon. Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. And, yeah, it's important because Jeannie needs to get those reservations in. And the trips are filling, and so she doesn't want anyone to miss out on it. So, again, be sure and give Jeannie a call. Again, her phone number, 320-345-1581. You won't want to miss the Folsom Prison Experience. That's at the Limazouk Theater in St. Michael, Minnesota on August 24th. You can enjoy this entertaining Johnny Cash tribute show. Included in it are lunch, deluxe motor coach, treats, and prizes on the coach. Call now because there's only 10 seats available. And there's many, many more trips on the list as I look at her schedule here coming up between now and the first of the year. So you'll want to give Jeannie a call. Lots of great trips to look at. And, yeah, we're going to be facing retirement next year and probably take in several of these per year because it's just a great way to travel. And Jeannie and her friend Estelle, her good friend Art, they do such a wonderful job helping out on the trips. So you won't want to miss traveling with Jeannie. And, again, check out those trips that Jeannie was talking about, and that is the Branson trip. And the Nashville holiday trip. And I'm just looking to see if I can pin down some dates on that. Well, the Branson trip, there's one in October, the Fall Fest, the Smoky Mountains, Ozarks and Branson, Pigeon Forge and Biltmore Mansion. So that is October 17th through the 27th. Also Christmas in the Ozarks and Branson, and that is the 12th through the 17th of November. And Nashville, Christmas to Remember is November 25th through the 30th. So those are the tentative times. Give Jeannie a call for more complete details, and she'll be happy to send you up brochures, fill you in on all the details. Again, her phone number, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet here on Chasm. 23 minutes past 12 noon, temperature reading of 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Laverne and the Starlight Girls. And here's one that they did, kind of a rousing tune, one called the Orange Blossom Special. Laverne and the Starlight Girls. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, one called the Orange Blossom Special. Good stuff for you. Right now, it's Polka Tune, the lead selection on the CD, one called the Girls, Girls, Girls. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, one called Girls, Girls, Girls. Old time waltz time with the girls, one called the Yankee Waltz. Thank you. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, one called the Yankee Waltz. 12:30 now here on KASM. We are in the second portion, our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And that Hustler, well, it is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with new Hustlers in stock, on hand. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available to you. Attachments, yes, there's baggers and other attachments always available. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. Started working on the John Deere's many years ago, and he can pretty much fix any machine that you bring to him because he is talented. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, your lubricants, so Kevin can do it all. Kevin accepts trades, so stop in and buy. Stop in and see what Kevin can do for you on your present machine. Maybe it's getting a little tired, a little weak. Well, Kevin will make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And, of course, he doesn't keep a junk pile. He will tinker up, fix up old Bessie, put her out for sale. And so if you're in the market for something used, ask Kevin. He sometimes has something used on hand. But for that brand new Hustler, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And you want to give Kevin a call ahead of time because Kevin is a busy guy. He's like that one-armed bandit, yeah. So he puts in the family farm, and he's the only one out there usually. So if he's out in the field, he can't be there helping you out on one of those brand-new Hustlers. So he wants to know when you're coming. He'll make sure that he's there. So again, give him a call, 320-363-7459. And also, Kevin took on last year the battery-powered line of handheld equipment. So that includes the weed trimmers, the pole saw. I'm just thinking, I don't have it in front of me right now. Chainsaw, push lawnmower. It's all battery powered, all by this 54 volt lithium battery. So yeah, some pretty neat equipment there. And the chainsaw is another item besides the pole saw that Kevin has there. So I bought a combo kit from Kevin last year, and it works really nice. It also comes with an edger. And that edger, we needed to bury a cable. And that made me a nice 2-inch trench, about an inch and a half to 2 inches deep. And I could just lay the cable in there, push the ground back in the trench, and you'd never know there's a cable under there anymore. So some neat equipment there that Kevin can help you out with. So that's Kevin's Countryside, as they proudly bring us the second portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's Laverne and the Girls with one more called Love is the Answer.
Stop all this bitterness. Is this
Love is the answer. Laverne and the Starlight Girls. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice old-time waltz. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, the one called the Two Roses Waltz. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, and one called the Two Roses Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.